This is KERA News. I'm Christopher Connolly. As Texans start heading to the polls for early voting, they'll get to name their choice for their party's presidential nominee. Some of them will also be choosing sides in fierce battles over seats in the state legislature. In this election cycle, millions of dollars are being spent to convince Republicans in North Texas who to vote for. A big reason for that? The Texas Republican Party is at war with itself, according to political scientist Mark Jones from Rice University.
There's a battle taking place across the entire state of Texas, from out in Lubbock over to Tyler and Longview, down into Houston, between the two different wings of the Texas Republican Party. It's more centrist conservative wing and it's movement conservative wing.
Nowhere is this division more on display than in North Texas, where a handful of races may prove pivotal in shaping the focus of the state house. In a race expected to top $1 million, newcomer Beau French is trying to run to the right of Charlie Guerin, who represents Northwest Tarrant County.
Charlie Guerin has been in office for over 15 years. It's time for a change. Beau French is a conservative who will represent our values. A businessman, family man, and community leader, Beau French will defend our constitutional rights, protect the Second Amendment, and secure our border.
French's biggest donations come from a couple of West Texas billionaires funneling money into campaigns to push the legislature further to the right and take out allies of House Speaker Joe Strauss. Guerin is one of Strauss's closest lieutenants, and he's fired back with six-figure ad buys, complete with Alamo-era cannons.
Washington raised taxes, killed jobs, and ignored the Constitution. So Texas cut taxes by $4 billion, created jobs, and defunded Planned Parenthood. When Washington fails to defend your rights, Texas steps in.
In the mid-cities, three one-time Tea Party insurgents are defending their seats against challengers more in line with the establishment wing of the party. All sides are spending big on TV ads and mailers, and they're raising hundreds of thousands of dollars from PACs, lobbyists, and individual donors.
You know, if you go back 20 years, people ran for the state legislature with shoe leather and maybe enough money to run a few ads in the newspaper. And that was it. So it would not be uncommon for somebody to run for the state legislature with $5,000.
Jim Riddlesberger is a political scientist at Texas Christian University. He says six and even seven-figure races for seats in state legislatures are the new normal, and there are a host of reasons for that. In state houses across the country, political parties are not the power brokers they used to be.
We have moved away from politics dominated by party organizations to politics dominated by individuals now. And so individuals running for public office are their own free agents in terms of raising money.
Fundraising can be defensive. Incumbents build up war chests to deter primary challengers. More than anything, though, running campaigns is just more expensive, according to Brandon Rottinghouse at the University of Houston. Polling is more difficult, advertising is more targeted, and consultants are more important than ever.
Getting your message in front of people requires more creative tools. That requires better data, and then that requires a lot of money. So the kind of know-how that you're buying now is a lot different than it was, you know, 20 years ago.
In the end, though, Rottinghouse says all of this money is being used to draw contrast between candidates whose politics aren't really all that far apart.
It's like, you're going to smoke your brisket on pecan or you're going to smoke it on oak, right? It's more or less the same thing, slightly difference in terms of flavor, but at the end of the day, you're going to have smoked meat.
Still, he says, if you've got a flavor preference for Austin politics, the primary is the time to vote. Only a few state house races will be truly competitive this fall. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.